使基督是你的燔祭，最终你会对教会造成一个很大的问题。
Why?
为什么？
Because you will push through your own will.
因为你会要执行你自己的意思。
Whatever you like, you will do.
你所喜欢的你就做。
Nobody can stop you.
没有人能阻止你。
We all have a lot of knowledge in the head.
我们都有很多的知识在我们的头脑里。
Right or wrong, it doesn't matter right now.
对或错，那是另一个问题。
But your will is so strong.
但是你的意志非常的强。
You have your own ways.
你有你自己的办法。
You have your own desire.
自己所喜好。
You have your own view.
你的看法。
You do what is right in your own eyes.This is what will happen if we do that. Paul, an apostle, by the will of God.
奉神旨意做神使徒的保罗。
Paul was a very strong person.
保罗是一个非常刚强的人。
Before he met the Lord Jesus,
他还没有遇见主耶稣之前,
he was very strong.
他是一个非常强的人。
His own religious views,
他自己宗教的看法。
He even persecuted the church.
他甚至在那里逼迫教会。
He caused quite a few to even lose their life.
他甚至造成有人因为他而丧命。
A self-willed person.
是一个要行自己意思的人。
But after he met the Lord,
但是他遇见主之后,
he fully changed.
他完全改变。
Never ever lived himself.
他不再凭自己而活。
He could say, it's no longer I.
他能说不再是我。
This is the way to build up the church.
这就是建造教会的路。
It's very simple.
非常简单。
It's not difficult.
不是那么难。
An apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
How about it says here to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus.
在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Wow. That we are all saints, that's not a problem.
我们都是圣徒，这个没有问题。
Right?
对不对？
都是圣徒嘛。
We are all saints,
right?
都是圣徒，对不对？
谁不是啊？举手。
Who isn't a saint?
那大家都是。
We all are.
But the question is not whether you are...A saint or not in the church?
在教会里，问题不是你是不是圣徒。
The question is, are you faithful or are you not faithful?
问题是你忠心吗？
Faithful to whom? This is the point.
重点是这个。
Are you faithful?
你忠心吗？
Faithful to God's will.
向着神的旨意忠心。
Faithful to God's purpose.
向着神的计划忠心。
Or are you afraid of people?
怕人。
Are you here to please men?
你是要走人的心。
Or are you here to please God? So it depends whether you are a faithful brother or sister or not. There are so many things.But how many are really faithful?
多少真正忠心的?
Will you still stand for God even if everybody is against it?
如果每个人都反对你，你还要为神站住吗?
To be faithful is not easy.
要做一个忠心的人不简单。
To be a saint is very easy. A believer is very easy.
要做圣徒，要做信徒很简单。
But to be a faithful one.
但是要做一个忠心的。
This is what a church needs.
这是教会所需要的。
Now let's keep on going.
好，我们继续往前看。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父。
and the Lord Jesus Christ.
和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul was really an apostle who knew the triune God.
保罗真是一位认识三一神的使徒。
It's very difficult to find a brother who could really make a distinction between the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
你很难找到一位弟兄能够真正在那里区别父神和主耶稣基督。
For many of the saints, 都是大同小异嘛，都是一样的，神只有一位啊，right?
对多数的圣徒来说，三一神就是一位啊，大同小异。It's about the same.
It's about the same, right? The Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't they the same?
父神和主耶稣基督。
Ah, you see, he nodded. Yeah,
it's the same. 一样的。
So, if they were the same, why did Paul have to say this?
如果父神和主耶稣基督是一样的，保罗何必这么说呢？
There is a very important distinction.
这里有一个非常重要的区别。
We are here to please the Father.
我们在这里是为了要讨父神的喜悦。
But it is only through our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个必须是借着主耶稣基督。
Right. So if you and I are not people who know the Lord Jesus Christ as so much riches.Spoken by Paul in Ephesians, how can you please the Father?
所以，如果我们不认识这么一位丰富的耶稣基督，就是保罗在以弗所书里所形容的，我们怎能去讨父神的喜悦呢？
Grace is given by the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ.
恩典是借着耶稣基督来的。
But through, yeah.From the Father through the Lord Jesus.
从父神来，但是是借着耶稣基督。
And it is through our experience of the wonderful Christ that we can please the Father.
我们只有借着对这位美妙耶稣基督的经历，才能够讨父神的喜悦。
We need much grace.
我们需要很多的恩典。
Yeah.We really need much grace.
我们真的很需要恩典。
Remember John chapter 1, from, of his fullness we all have received grace upon grace.
约翰福音第一章说，从他的丰满里我们领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
What is grace to you?
恩典对你来说是什么？
What is grace?
恩典是什么？
We talk much about grace, right?Oh, any grace, or we need grace, what is that?
我们常常说我们需要恩典，究竟恩典是什么？
What does it look like?
它长得什么样子？
Right. Grace is fully embodied in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩典就具体丰满的在主耶稣基督的身上。
If you read Colossians,
如果你念哥罗西书
In him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所有的知识和智慧都隐藏在他里面。
Yeah, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
神一切的丰满都有形有体的居住在他里面。
Chapter 3 of Ephesians, Paul said, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
在以弗所书第三章，保罗说到基督那测不透的丰富。
So if you don't know Christ,
如果你不认识基督
，and you're not enjoying Christ as the meal offering,
你也没有在那里享受基督做你的素祭。
You don't enjoy the wonderful fine humanity of the Lord Jesus,
没有享受他那个美妙、那么柔细的那个人性。
You don't learn to eat him,
你没有学习吃他。
Where does the grace come from to meet your need?
那恩典要从哪里来应付你的需要？
Remember, the grace is this wonderful person.
要记得，恩典就是这个美妙的人物。
That's why the Lord, when he came, he is full of grace and full of truth.
所以主耶稣来的时候，他是丰丰满满，有恩典，有真理。
not somewhere in the air,
不是飘渺在空中的,
but in that wonderful humanity of the Lord Jesus as our life,
乃是在主耶稣基督那美妙的人性来做我们的生命。
That's why he has a meal offering.
所以我们有素祭。
Otherwise, where is grace coming from?
否则恩典要从哪里来呀？
Where is the fullness?
丰满要从哪里来？
Is from this wonderful person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是从这位奇妙的人物主耶稣基督。
Now, verse 3.
第三节。
We're going fast, okay?
我们要快一点了。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful.
Amen. 愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。何等美好。
He says, praise God.
我们说赞美神。
Okay, praise God for what?
好，为着什么来赞美神？
How much of this wonderful riches can you enumerate?
神的这些丰富，你能够提几样出来呢？
Actually, this is the grace of God.
其实它就是神的恩典。
Given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督赐给我们。
Now it says, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly in Christ.
Amen. 他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Can you name this spiritual blessing?
你能够把这些属灵的福气列出来吗？
Paul enumerated them, right?
保罗有列出来。
Can we do that?
我们做得到吗？
It's easy to know the letter of the word.
要认识字面上的这个丰富，那很容易。
First of all, Paul showed us that a blessing is spiritual in nature.
首先，保罗让我们看见这个福气是属灵的，
not material，
不是物质的，
not physical，
不是肉身的，
but spiritual，
是属灵的，
it is the spirit，
是灵，
and then it is heavenly，
而且是从天上来的，
not earthly，
属天的，不是属地的。
James talk about wisdom from above, not from below.
雅各说到从上面赐下来的智慧，不是从下面上来的。
Remember, today Jerusalem is heavenly.
要记得今天耶路撒冷是属天的。
What are we building here?
我们在这里建造的是什么呢？
Are we building something Singaporean?
我们是在建造属新加坡的吗？
Well, it's the church in Singapore, so it must be a Singaporean church, you know?
啊，是新加坡的教会，所以那个性质当然是属新加坡的。
Right, Brother Liang.
是不是啊？
No? 梁不是，right? 不是，不是梁弟兄吗？对不起，贵姓弟兄，忘记了。啊？张阿姨啊 ，Sorry 啊，Forgive me， 张弟兄。
对不起，抱歉。
张弟兄 ，It's good.No, the church. Maybe in Singapore, but it's heavenly.
不，教会虽然在新加坡，但是它的性质是属天的。
Are you building something heavenly?
你所建造的是属天的吗？
You have to ask this question.
你要问这个问题。
Because we talk about the church, the church, the church.
因为我们一直在说教会，教会，教会。
What kind of?
究竟是怎样的教会？
Just one city, one church, and we already the church.
就是一地一会，我们就已经是教会了。
One city, one earthly church.
一地一个属地的教会。
Something like a mega church.
就好像那些超大的超级教会。
I just read in the paper today.
我在今天的报章上看到。
And perhaps you all do too.
你们或许也看到了。
That kind of a church is not a heavenly church.
那种教会不是属天的。
You want to build that kind of a church?
你要建造那样的教会吗？
Go ahead. Even the Singaporean government will not recognize it.
甚至是新加坡的政府也不承认这样的教会。
Do you think the Lord will recognize any kind of a church?
你想主会承认任何一种的教会？
Remember, the Lord told the five foolish virgins, I don't know you.
你要记得主对那五个愚拙的童女说，我不认识你。
So, all the blessings that we need today for the building of the church must be heavenly and not earthly, must be spiritual and not fleshly.
所以我们为着建造教会，我们所需要一切的福气，必须是属天，不是属地的，属灵，不是外在肉身的。
And it's only in this wonderful person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且唯有在这一位美妙的主耶稣基督里。
Not your wonderful ways.
不是你美妙的办法。
Not your smart thoughts.
不是你智慧的思想。
Not your political methods.
不是你属政治的办法。
No.
不。
You cannot build a church that way.
你不能用这个方法来建造教会。
That is why our wonderful Father is blessing us with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
所以我们奇妙的父，他所赐给我们的是天上各样属灵的福气。
You don't believe it.
如果你不信。
You wait.
你等着瞧。
You wait. Then, Paul started to mention some of these blessings.
接着保罗就列出其中的几个祝福。
Remember what Paul said. Every word is very important.
要记得保罗所说的，每一句话都很重要。
Because without these heavenly blessings,spiritual in nature in Christ Jesus, you cannot do anything.
因为没有这些属灵在基督里的福气，你不能做任何的事。
Right. Just as He chose us. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
This little word, just as, means that Paul is not enumerating some of these wonderful heavenly blessings.
就如
spiritual in nature.
这个词就说出保罗在这里，不仅是在列出这些属天的福气。
Right.就如对不对、That means these are some of the wonderful spiritual blessings.
就是给了几个例子。
Right. Exactly. Now, He chose us.
他拣选了我们。
Did you choose Him or He chose you?
是你拣选他还是他拣选你啊？
Of course, He chose us.
当然是他拣选你。
因为你还没有生出来的时候，他就拣选你。
He chose you even before you were born.
Right.
Even
before you were born, He chose you.
你还没生下来，他就拣选你了。
Don't think we are somebody.
不要以为我们是个什么样的人物。
None of us are anybody.
我们什么都不是。
Yeah. God chose you.
神拣选了你。
Right? Why?
为什么？
What?
为什么他要选？
Because you're lovely.
因为你很可爱。
Because you are so capable.
还是你很能干。
Have you ever thought why God chose you?
你有没有想过神为什么要选我？
I have.
我想过。
I said, why did you choose a wretched like me?
我问神，你为什么选我这个无赖？
It is God's choice.
这个是神的选择。
Not your choice.
不是你的选择。
And it's not because you are somebody.
而且也不是因为你是什么大人物。
Not because you are very capable and useful for God's plan.
也不是因为你那么能干，对神的旨意很有帮助。
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
The more I'm in the church life, the more I can testify to myself, no, I can do nothing. Forget it.
我越过越能够经历和见证说，我什么都不能做，算了。
So, he chose you what for?
他拣选了你，是为着什么？
So that you'll be a big apostle?
好使你成为一个大使徒。
No, that you should be an elder.
选你来做长老。
He chose you to be an elder.
他选你来做长老。
What?
Holy without blame before him in love.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
You want to be like that?
你要做这样的人吗？
And this is exactly what in chapter 5 Paul wrote concerning the church that Christ would like to have.
这也正是保罗在第五章说到基督他所要的教会就是这样的教会。
What kind of a bride he wants.
他要的是怎样的心腹。
Not a capable one.
不是一个很能干的心腹。
Not a very active person or a church.
不是一个很有活力的教会。
Not a rich millionaire church.
也不是一个有好几千万的教会。
But a church that is holy and without blemish.
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的教会。
How are you going to do that?
你要怎样建造这样的教会呢？
Let's not talk about the church yet.
我们暂且不说到教会。
Let's talk about you and me.
我们就说到你我。
Do we aspire to live a life that is holy and without blemish?
我们有这样的志向，我要过一个圣洁、没有瑕疵的生活吗？
This is what he chose you for, right?
他选你的目的就是要你这样，对不对？
So, what do you want to be in the church life?
所以在教会生活里，你要做一个怎样的人？你要做长老。
A deacon.
执事。
An apostle.
使徒。
An evangelist.
传福音者。
Look what happened.
你看一看发生了什么事。
They all ended up in jail.
结果他们都要去坐牢了。
There is an earthly jail.
这里有属地的监牢。
There is also a heavenly jail.
也有一个属天的监牢。
那个更厉害。
That is worse, more severe.
So we all need to wake up.
所以我们都要醒悟过来。
That we should be holy and without blame before Him, before Him in
Amen.
love.
Amen. 使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
You know, if we are not before Him, you will be capable to do all kinds of things.
如果我们不活在他面前，我们什么都干得出来。
Because you thought He doesn't see what you're doing.
因为你会以为他看不见。
And you don't see him.
反正你也看不到他。
You don't see him, it doesn't mean that he doesn't see you.
但是这不代表他看不见你。
But he sees everything.
他什么都看见。
Nothing is hidden from his eyes.
没有一样是他的眼睛看不见。
And he even knows what is in your heart.
他甚至知道你心里所想的是什么。
Psalm 139 says he even knows your thoughts far away. He already knows what you're thinking.
诗篇139甚至说他从远处就知道我们的意念。
Even before you spoke,
你还没有说出来。
He already knows what you're going to say.
他已经知道你要说什么。
So, nothing is hidden from him.
所以在神的眼里没有一样是隐藏的。
To live a life that is holy and without blemish is impossible if you don't live a life before him.
所以如果你不活在他面前，你根本不可能过一个圣洁、没有瑕疵的生活。
You cannot fool him. You can fool me. You cannot fool me.
你骗得了我，你骗不了他。
I don't know you, but he knows you.
我不认识你，但是他知道。
You read Psalm 139. He knows when you're sitting down, when you're standing up, when you're lying down, sleeping, wherever you are. There is no place in this universe that you can hide yourself.
诗篇139说，你坐着、躺着、走路，你不管到哪里，他都看得见你。你不可能隐藏自己。
No place for you to hide.
没有一个地方你能够躲起来的。
You can only live a life that is holy without blemish. It's before him.
所以唯有活在他面前，才可能活一个圣洁没有瑕疵的生活。
Because he knows everything.
因为他凡事都知道。
And it's all recorded.In your hard disk, isn't it? In this hard disk, it's all recorded there.
不仅如此，而且一切都记录在你的这个硬的这个磁盘里面。
Like a computer.
就好像电脑的那个磁盘。
This is a God-made computer right here.
这个是神造的电脑。
And only he could delete.
也唯有他能够删除。
Not you.
你删除不了。
Unless you repent.
Sorry?
Unless you repent.
除非你悔改。
The delete button is there. The button is up there. Not here.
那个删除的键是在神那里，不在我们这里。
Yeah. And then in love.
Amen. 又因爱我们。
You have to love God.
我们要爱神。
If you don't love Him,
如果你不爱他，
you love yourself or you love something else.
你爱自己或者爱其他的事物。
You love the world or whatever you love.
爱这个世界或者爱任何其他东西。
You cannot live a life that is holy and without blemish.
你没有办法过一个圣洁没有瑕疵的生活。
So, let's continue.Having predestined us unto sonship by Jesus Christ to himself.
他预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Not adoption, no. Forget about the word adoption. You are not adopted, you are begotten by the Father.
我们是父神所生的，不是他领养的。
Through Jesus Christ.
借耶稣基督
unto himself
归他自己。
Are you for him?
你是为着神吗？
You know your father?
你认识你的天父吗？
If you don't know him,
如果你不认识他，
You just believe you're a son of God.
你只是信我是神的儿子。
But you will not be for himself, for God, for the father.
但是你完全不是为着父神。
How many times in the day that you are aware of the Father?
你一天有多少次你对父是有意识的？
Living for him.
为他而活。
Paul did said many times in the book of Romans and elsewhere that we henceforth should not live unto ourselves but unto him.
保罗在罗马书还有其他书信中多次提到，我们从今以后不再为自己而活，乃是为他而活。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
To be sons of God.
做神的儿子。
It's wonderful.
这是实在美好。
But what kind of a son are you?
但是你是一个怎样的儿子呢？
An obedient son.
一个听话的儿子
or a rebellious son.
还是一个悖逆的儿子
Then it says it's according to the good pleasure of his will. Again, it is his will.
就是按着他自己意志所喜悦的，又提到神的旨意。
Wonderful.
非常美好。
It's for his good pleasure.
乃是为着他的喜悦。
How about our life?
我们的生活呢？
Is it for your own good pleasure or for his good pleasure?
你的人生是为了你自己的喜悦，还是为了他的喜悦？
You see, all of these words were written by Paul there.
这些都是保罗写的。
Don't just learn the doctrine.
不要光学道理。
I'm not interpreting, I'm just reading what it says there.
我在这里根本没有解经，我只是念出来保罗所写的。
The good pleasure of his will, how wonderful.
他自己的意志所喜悦的，何等美好。
If I am not for his will, how can I be for his good pleasure?
如果我不是为着神的旨意，我怎么可能讨神的喜悦呢？
The Lord Jesus said, I always do the things that's well pleasing to him.
主耶稣说，我总是做他所喜悦的事。
How many things I did and you did that are not well pleasing and even cause him to grieve?
你我所做的有多少的事情根本没有讨他的喜悦，甚至是让他担忧。
And we thought we are building the church.
我们还自以为我们在建造教会。
But do a lot of things that are not well pleasing to him.
但是我们做了许多不讨他喜悦的事。
Don't say this is not possible.
不要说这不可能。
Yeah.According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace.
按着他自己的意志所喜悦的，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Do you want glory or do you want to give him the glory?
你要得着荣耀，还是你要把荣耀归给他？
Who gets the glory?
到底是谁得着荣耀？
Oh, not like this, like that?
是这样子，不是我吗？
How about like this?
这样子好吗？我也得荣耀，他也得荣耀。
How about?
个人一半。
This is a big problem.
这是一个大问题。
Because the flesh wants to get the glory.
因为我们的肉体喜欢得荣耀。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
Everything in the church life must be for the good pleasure of His will and to the praise of His glory.
Amen. 在教会生活中，凡事都必须是为着他的旨意和他的喜悦，并且使他得荣耀。
His grace is for His glory.
他给恩典是为着他的荣耀。
By which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
You and I, none of us in ourselves will be accepted by the Father.
你和我，我们没有一个人能够靠自己蒙父的喜悦。
Whatever I can do will not be accepted.
凡我所能做的，神都不会接受。
We can only be accepted by the Father in theBeloved, capital B, which is Christ.
唯有在爱子里，就是基督里，我们才能蒙神悦纳。
Never forget what the Father declared a few times from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
永远不要忘记，父神多次从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Again, I bring you back to the burnt offering where what we get is the skin of the burnt offering.
So, 我再把你带回去。
Covered by Christ.
我们再回去看燔祭，我们献了燔祭，我们所得着的就是那一个皮，就是基督耶稣做我们的遮盖。
Put on Christ.
我们必须穿上基督。
Otherwise, if the Father sees you and not to see Christ,
否则
you're in trouble.
如果父子看到你而不是看到基督，那你有麻烦了。
Not acceptable.
他 他不悦纳。
Remember, it says by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
我们借着爱子，得蒙救赎。
In him we have redemption. Verse 7.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Are you redeemed?
你蒙救赎了吗？
From what?
从哪里被赎出来？
From what? From sin.
从罪。
From eternal damnation.
从灭亡。
From judgment, right?
审判，对不对？
What about redeemed from the world?
那从有没有从世界里被拯救出来？ From
religion and tradition of the fathers?
有没有从宗教还有列祖的那些传统里面蒙救赎出来呢？
What about being saved from yourself?
有没有从你的己里面蒙拯救呢？
What about being saved from your own flesh?
从你的肉体蒙拯救。
That's why you need a sin and trespass offering.
所以你需要赎罪祭和赎愆祭。
Because you're not fully saved yet to the uttermost.
因为我们还没有完全得救。
Of course you can argue with me and says, but Christ died only once and it's written in Hebrews. I know that too.
当然你可以反驳说，基督一次献上自己，希伯来书是这么说，我知道。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because he's not like Aaron who has to.Do sacrifice every time for his own sin.
因为他不像亚伦，必须每年先为自己的罪献上祭物。
Christ is without sin.
基督是没有罪。
So he doesn't have to do that for himself.
所以他不需要为自己的罪献上祭物。
So he only died once.
所以他只需要死一次。
Otherwise, you have to kill him every day.
否则你就要天天杀他了。
Hey, it says here, in him we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Now let me ask you.
那我来问一问你。
How often do you take the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ?
你有没有经常取用耶稣基督的宝血？
不需要的嘛，他已经流出宝血了，那。No need of his blood anymore.
我们不再需要他的宝血了吗？
No more.
不再需要了吗？
Every day. Just once a day.
一天一次。
Many times a day.
一天多次。
How? The Lord will have to die again and shed his blood every time.
那怎么办？你每次需要血的时候，耶稣基督就要再去钉十字架流血吗？
You see red again?
他又要再被钉吗？
Yeah, you see the red color again of the blood.
那你才能够看到那个血流出来吗？
No.
不。
But it's now spiritual. It's now spiritual. He is a spiritual offering today.
今天他乃是一个灵祭。
You apply his blood.
你取用他的血。
Every day.
每天都取用。
Christ only has to die once.
基督只需要死一次。
But you have to apply his blood and his death every day, right?
但是我们需要天天取用他的血，还有他的死。
The application is every day.
这个取用是天天的。
This is the spiritual offerings now that we are experiencing today.
这个就是我们今天所经历的灵祭。
Otherwise, how are you going to deal with your sins?
否则你要怎样处理你的罪？
1 John says the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us.
约翰一书说，基督的血会洁净我们。
If we confess our sins to the Father,
如果我们承认我们的罪，
He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us.
他是信实公义的，要赦免，也要洁净我们。
How often do you have to confess?
那你有多经常在那里认罪呢？
You don't need confession.
你不需要认罪吗？
How often?
那么多经常呢？非常。
We are the same.
时常，经常，我们都一样。
That is why the trespass offering and the sin offering is so important.For us to enjoy today.
所以我们今天要享受赎罪祭和赎愆祭，这是非常重要的。
And to enjoyed his wonderful liberation from the law of sin and death.
而且要享受从罪和死的律蒙释放。
And this is according to the riches of his grace, which he made in verse 8 to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Amen. 第八节，这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
Wow. You know how much wisdom and prudence is involved in this wonderful redemption work of Christ.
你知道基督救赎的工作里面涉及了多少的智慧聪明？
And it's his wisdom and prudence.
而且是他的智慧聪明。
我的意思是说，不要小看。
My point is don't belittle it.
And we need also a lot of wisdom and prudence to apply all these in our daily living.
我们也需要很多的智慧聪明来把这一切应用在我们的生活中。
So many opportunities daily for us to experience.
我们每一天有这么多的机会来经历。
Okay, verse 9. I hope we can finish it.I got 15 more minutes. Verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will.
他叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
My, this is really wonderful.
这实在美妙。
Again, it says what? According to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself.
都是照他自己所预定的美意。
Everything is for him, for him, and for him.
一切都是为着他，为着他。
To satisfy him.
要满足他。
Is that your lifestyle?
你的生活方式是这样的吗？
To satisfy him.
要满足他。
And what is his will?
他的旨意是什么？
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather or head up all things.In Christ.
第十节，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Amen.
Amen.
This word means to put everything under one head, which is Christ.
这个的意思就是要把万有都归在基督这个元首之下。
Foremost in the church,
尤其是在教会中。
Who is the head here?
在教会里，谁是元首？
Who is heading up everything here?
谁在这里做元首？谁是头？
And 归依那个头的里面呢？ Who is heading it up?Tell me.
谁在这里做元首、嗯、让一切都在他里面归向他
you?
是你吗还是你
Are you so capable to head up things in heaven and things on earth?
你有那么能干能够把地上的天上的通通都归在你之下吗
Are you that big?
你有那么伟大吗
I just have heardNot too long ago, I am responsible for the church here.
我不久前正听到有人说，我是负责这里的教会的。
Wow, I said, that must be a great man.
我说，哇，这真是一个伟大的人物。
Oh Lord, no, this is the.Mystery of God's will is to head up all things in Christ.
神旨意的奥秘就是要把一切在基督里面归于一。
That is why at the end it says here verse 22 and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
所以22节说又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首
So who is the head over all things here?
所以谁是万有之首？
Christ?
基督。
Where is he?
他在哪里？
But you are the deputy, right?
哦，你是他的代理，对不对？
No, are you the deputy?
或者你是他的代理？
Who is the deputy here?
到底谁是基督的代理？
Does the head need a deputy?
元首需要代理吗？ And
if the Lord tells you, Brother Ho,
如果主跟你说，何弟兄，
be my deputy here in Singapore.
你在新加坡做我的代表。
What would you say?
你要怎么回答？
哦，你当不来啊！
我带不来。
Or maybe Michael, how about that, Michael?
或者是 Michael 弟兄。
Try, right?
你试试看。
Michael might say, "Okay 啦 I'll try 啦。
那可能 Michael 就说，好了，我来试一试啦。
Would you like to?
要不要？你要不要试一试？不行。
Who dare?
谁敢啊？
啊？Yeah.
即使我是，我也必定失败。
Right, we will all fail.
我们都要失败。
So better not try.
所以还是不要试好了。
Better not try.
不要试。
Because we already have a head.
因为我们在这里已经有元首了。
Isn't that written? Christ is the head of every man.
经上岂没有记着说，基督是每一个人的头吗？
And God is the head of Christ.
而神是基督的头。
Or is everything in the church under your feet?
还是教会里的一切都在你的脚下？
Are we not afraid of this wonderful head?
我们不怕这位奇妙的头吗？
This is the mystery of his will.
这就是他旨意的奥秘。
It's all written there.
都写在这里。
Why doesn't touch your heart?
为什么他不摸着你的心？
Or is it just a doctrine?
还是这个只是一个道理？
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, especially from the time that Christ came until he's come again, that will be the fullness of the time.God will gather everything in heaven and on earth under the headship of Christ.
在日期满足的时候，尤其是指基督降临到他第二次来的时候，这段时间，神要把万有都在基督里面归于一，基督做元首。
And we do well today already to practice to submit to the headship of Christ.In the church.
所以我们今天在教会里就学习顺服基督做元首，这对我们是很好的。
Don't wait.
不要等了。
Otherwise there will be no church.
否则就不会有教会。
People talk about the body, body, body and a headless body.
我们一直在说身体身体，但是根本没有身体。
A headless body.
一个没有头的身体。
可怕了。
This is terrible.
如果你今天来聚会，而且就身体来没有头来，我们都会跑掉的呀。
If you were here without your,
我如果来这里没有头来啊。
Oh, if I were here without my head, you would all be terrified and run away.
是不是？对不对
？Right?
要跑掉啊！对呀。
You would run away.
你会以为是什么鬼呀、
啊、？You would wonder what a monster.
身体没有头。
How could a body be without the head?
This is a strange phenomenon.
这是奇怪的现象。
May the Lord save us.
愿主拯救我们。
You have to realize this is really the mystery of God's will.
你要领悟，这真是神旨意的奥秘。
And all things in Christ, both which are in heaven.And which are on earth, and he emphasized that in him.
是天上地上一切的，保罗在这里强调，在基督里。
Everything is in him, in him.
一切都是在他里面，在他里面。
You better learn.
So we
all of us have to learn.
我们都要学。
Don't be apart from him.
不要离开基督。
You do everything in him.
凡我们所做的都要在他里面。
Anything that is apart from him is not acceptable in the church life.
凡不是在他里面的，在教会里面生活，在教会生活里就不蒙悦纳。
你说哪里哪里主不是那么窄了？
You may say, how could that be? The Lord is not so narrow.
Well, you'd be surprised.
你会很惊讶。
God is very narrow.
神是非常的窄。
Everything must be in him.
一切必须是在他里面。
Then verse 11, he continued to say,Verse 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance. Wow.
Amen. 我们也在他里面得了基业。
What kind of inheritance?
是怎样的基业?
Remember, this word even in Greek means a lot, an allotment. Paul, when he talks about this inheritance, he's thinking about the good land.
基业在希腊文里面也是提到一块地。所以保罗写到基业的时候，他是想到美地。
Christ is our good land, our inheritance.
基督是我们的基业，我们的美地。
You may not believe that, but it doesn't matter. I don't care. You don't believe it, that's fine. But this is written here.
或许你不相信我，这没有关系，我不在乎。但是这里是这么写的。
Christ is our good land.
基督是我们的美地。
So you better know what this good land is.
所以你要认识这块美地是怎样的。
And you have to learn to labor on the good land.
要学习在其上耕耘。
Yeah, being predestined again, it says according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. My goodness.
这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他意旨所预定的。
You want to talk about the church?
你要说到教会吗？
You better know this.
那你要认识这个。
Everything must be according to what he purposed.
每一件事都必须是根据他的旨意。
And according to the counsel of his will.
照着他意旨所预定的。
Or are you his counselor?
还是你是他的测试
Or are you maybe smarter than God?
你比神更聪明
所以弟兄姊妹们要讲到教会不是那么简单、啊、
So brothers and sisters, it's not so simple to talk about the church.
这只是第一章而已、啊、
This is just the first chapter.
Yep.That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
Amen.
叫他
对十二节叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
首先在基督里。You need to appreciate that praise the Lord. We are the first ones today in this age that can really appreciate this.
我们要珍赏要认识到我们是首先在这个世代我们是首先在基督里有盼望的人
That means all the Christians we all have this privilege
也就是说所有的基督徒我们有这样的特权
But nobody cares
但是问题是没有人管他没有人理他
But if you care
但是如果你在乎
Then you have to 乖乖的 come under the headship of Christ
Then you, yeah, 那你就要乖乖的服在基督的权柄之下
Don't be a rebellious one
不要做一个悖逆的人
Verse 13 In whom you also trusted After you heard the word of truth The gospel of your salvation In whom also Having believed You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise
Amen 13节你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
And this Holy Spirit is a guarantee A pledge An earnest Of our inheritanceUntil the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. My everything is for his glory.
Amen. 十四节这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据只等到神之名被赎使他的荣耀得着称 使他的荣耀得着称赞，对，一切都是为着他的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit is the pledge.
圣灵是一个字，是一个保证。
保证。In fact, the Holy Spirit itself is the inherited reality of the inheritance in us.
圣灵本身就是我们这个基业的一个实际。
But it's only a pledge.
但它只是一个保证。
That means it's only the beginning.
也就是说，它只是一个开始。
It's a down payment.
是首期。
If you want to buy a property,
如果你要买一个产业
，maybe you don't have all the cash with you.
可能你手头上没有那么多现金。
And the person says, "Okay, put down 50,000 first."
然后那个对方要卖你的就说 ，OK, 你先放五万定金。
Will you do that if you like that property?
Yes. 你会这么做吗？
Suppose you don't pay the rest.
但是你付了定金，其他的那些分期付款呢，你都不付。
You think when the Lord comes back, you are going to be co-kings with him, huh?
那你想，主回来的时候，你会与他一同做王吗？
You don't care about the Spirit today.
今天你根本就不理
圣灵。You don't live and walk according to the Spirit.
你也不照着灵来行走，来做一切。
You don't let the Holy Spirit lead you.
你不让圣灵引导你。
You don't like the wise virgins filled with the oil of the Spirit.
你不像聪明的童女，让圣灵这个油来充满你。
You live your own life.
你过自己的生活。
It says here, until the redemption of the purchased possession.
这里说到，只等到神之名被赎，或者神的产业被赎。
Yeah, because if you don't pay everything, you don't get the title.
因为如果你没有付清这个产业的那个代价，你没有办法得到地契。
Right?
是不是这样？
银行会把你扣走。你还欠我的。
The bank will tell you you have outstanding payments. The property doesn't belong to you.
This is exactly what it means here.
这个就是这里所说的意思。
你不要以为神那么容易给你骗啊。
Don't think God is so easily fooled by you.
The rest, you read it yourself.
其他的我们可以自己念。
Yeah, let's have some prayer.
有些打。